section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
NXT announces their next pay-per-view, Sting appears on Raw, and Feast or Fire is featured on Impact. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
To another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we also have Doug Hahn on the show. So let's get right into the news. So Aaron, what's the biggest news of the week?
So biggest news of the week that they announced was the next NXT event, which is NXT TakeOver. And that's for February 11th. Which is right before another big event that's going on, if I'm correct, right?
Fastlane?
I think, I remember that there was something else that's supposed to be going on that weekend. It's maybe Ring of Honor is having an event, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but either way, the big thing though, NXT TakeOver, February 11th, we get to see a couple of really big matches there. Number one contenders match, but also we get to see Kevin Owens taking on Sami Zayn for the title. So, Doug. You are a regular watcher of NXT. What do you think of the NXT pay-per-views?
I love the NXT pay-per-views, and I love it when they have them right before a WWE pay-per-view, because I think having the NXT put on such a great show boosts the confidence and the competitiveness of the WWE roster to put on a better pay-per-view itself. So the NXT pay-per-views are awesome to watch, and even if you don't follow NXT, just follow their pay-per-views, and you'll see some great wrestling.
Well, and, you know, I actually, I to piggyback off that topic, the first and second pay-per-views that they had shown, I really wasn't following NXT nearly as much, and so I only saw the pay-per-views, but I understood the story that they were telling, and it was so entertaining that it made me watch the NXT events then. And, you know, I got to say, I've actually been really impressed by the roster that they have there. Probably like you, there are people I see where I see them going to the main event, or the main roster, but there's others where you go, you'll probably stay down there for a little while. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are guys that are just, they're there to put another guy over. But all in all, it's actually, I enjoy watching NXT because I think it's because it's an hour long. I think if it was like 2 or 3 hours, it would just, I wouldn't care for it. But they jam-pack so much stuff in that hour, it's actually worth watching.
I agree. I think having only that 1 hour, they have to put so much effort and they have to make it so tight-knit to make it feel really well done. And so that's something that I really like about it. Andy, moving on to WWE programming for this week. We just saw Cena defeat Rollins, Big Show, and Kane to bring back Ziggler, Rowan, and Ryback. Doug, this week's Raw was interesting. What did you think of the main event?
The main event was kind of one of those things where you understand that these people are going to come back before the Rumble. So, you know, it's kind of a letdown that it comes down to this. But the way it ended, I think, was fantastic.
Yeah, the fact that Sting came back, the vigilante, was it? What do they call him? The
vigilante Sting.
Thank you. I find that weird that that's how they're billing him. But I think it's cool that he showed. But one of my predictions, if you remember, was that Sting would appear on Raw. And I did not think that was a gimme. I didn't think he was going to appear. I thought he was going to show at Royal Rumble, and then I thought he was going to show up at Fastlane.
On SmackDown.
And then definitely on WWE Superstars, he was going to make a surprise appearance because, you know, no one watches that. And a main event because, you know, they can't show it on WWE Network right now. You have to wait until the following day to watch it on Hulu. Big deal.
Yeah, you know, it was really surprising for me. You know, I'm a big fan of Sting to see him actually on Raw. I luckily did not read the spoilers, Doug. I know that you got a text message saying, by the way, Sting was on Raw tonight.
Yeah, thanks, WWE app.
Those stupid push alerts. Ruins it sometimes.
Well, it makes it so for West Coast users, you know, if you get that, you're going to go, oh, great. Well, I already know what's going to happen. So why would I even bother watching? You just spoiled it for me. So, you know, that stuff really does annoy me. But Doug, we watched it and, you know, comment that you had made during the first hour, we only had one match. Second hour, we got, you know, two more. Really, there was a lot more in the third hour that we saw. But, you know, this week's Raw, we had three matches in the first 2 hours. I mean, is that enough for you?
No, it's not. I think you need to start with wrestling and you end with wrestling. And in the middle, you can kind of cut your promos and do the stuff that you need. But it's one of those things that I watch wrestling to watch wrestling, to see the athleticism and the stuff that goes on during that. And then, you know, do your promos, like your in-between match promos while you're setting up the ring for the next match or cleaning the ring for the next match. Do the promos during then. Do them off backstage. That way you can recut promos in case, you know, you say something stupid like your legs between your legs.
Now, do you think 3 hours is too much?
It can be. It can be a little bit too much. I find sometimes that, you know, my best nap comes between the middle of Raw, but usually I wake up for the main event. But I mean, that's why you have the DVR and you can go back and rewatch. But there's some times where it's like, wow, they're not doing enough. And then there's other times that it's like, I can't believe they gave them 15 minutes to put this on.
Or, you know, they gave the Divas match, you know, a little over 5 minutes, but then R-Truth versus Rusev was, you know, what, 30 seconds? Yeah. I found that a little weird, but, you know, whatever. That's how they want to book this crap, right?
Now, is there anything else about Raw you guys want to talk about? Eddie has to go through his notes real quick.
You know what we should talk about is we should talk about the fact that The Ascension came out and got their butts handed to them.
Well, and actually, we're going to talk about that for the Royal Rumble prediction. So why don't we just go into that? So we have the New Age Outlaws taking on the Ascension, which, Andy, you just alluded to. Tell us a little bit about the build-up to that match.
Well, here's what I find weird is that, you know, they decided to bring the NWO back. They also bring back, of course, APA at Protection, which I found that stuff is hilarious to me. And then New Age Outlaws come out, and they all beat up on the Ascension. Now, I found that weird because I think it actually hurt the Ascension to a certain extent. But I also found it funny that certain guys, because of their they wouldn't clear them for wrestling, couldn't do any wrestling moves. But then the other guys who could, they did. And by the way, just to give you know, BG James, we should probably let him know that you go through on the middle rope and not the women's rope. As he did. I just want to point that out.
Oh, he was hurt, you know, his ankle hurt.
Yeah.
Doug, so the Ascension, they made some remarks about the Legion of Doom. You know, you kind of heard a little bit about that. Was that in poor taste, or was that just more them trying to get... I mean, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
My thoughts is, and seeing them come out with the makeup on that they didn't have in NXT was kind of a little offsetting, but then I thought, you know what? Maybe this is how you get them a main event push is by making, you know, that association with Legion of Doom or some of the other great tag teams, Demolition, and you give them that kind of little gimmick part to it too. And I have no problem with what they said. I think it was just something to try to help them boost. I don't think it was in any bad taste or intended to be in any bad taste. It was just something that they wanted to push themselves. And that's why I kind of like them going after the New Age Outlaws, is here you have a tag team that can still somewhat perform. When I saw them at Raw 1000, they did a great job. And they can still put on some decent matches. But here you can boost the Ascension later by having them beat an epic tag team from an older age. It can boost them up. It can push them that much farther. And you have... a great way to build up a new tag team and get them in that division.
So it sounds like your pick then is for the Ascension.
Yes. Overall, I think the Ascension will win.
And Andy, what about you?
Yeah, the Ascension is going to have to win this one, because if you're going to have them get buried on Raw, you got to have them win at the pay-per-view. You just have to. There's no way around that part of it. So I believe that Ascension will definitely pick up the win here. And I think it's going to be a nasty win.
I don't think it'll be nasty. I think it'll be a win.
What happens first? That or the tag titles?
Oh, that's the first match.
That's the first match?
That's your curtain jerker, I think. Or, I don't know, Miz Down Usos. They actually would probably get the crowd pumped. So maybe them.
And then you do New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension, and then you do the women's match, and then you do the Royal Rumble, and then you have Lesnar, Rollins, and Cena.
I think you got to break it up. You can't have two tag team matches right after each other.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so, and before we get into what will finish the pay-per-view, Miz Dow and the Usos, obviously they've had a pretty long rival here. Just to get straight to the picks, Doug, who do you think will win between those?
I think you should have... I mean, I'm a little mad that they even took the titles away from Miz Dow. But I think the Usos have to win this just because, I mean, Ascension beat Miz Dow.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
I would agree with that. And just to go back real quick, I also agree with you guys. Ascension's going to win. But Andy, Miz Dow, Usos?
I'm going to have to say the Usos. They'll retain. I don't see a title change at all with this because it's too soon. So this, I believe what's going to happen is that somehow this is going to start the fall of Miz versus Miz Dow. I think once Fastlane hits, that's when it's really going to happen. And yes, WWE, you can use Aaron's idea of basically Miz Dow saying that, no, Miz, you're my stunt double. So. Yeah.
So I agree with that. And, you know, what I would have done, you know, hindsight being 2020, I would not have had the Usos win the titles from Miz Dow on Raw. I would have had the Usos win it here at a Royal Rumble. But the next big match, which, Andy, I got to ask you, it sounds like the main event, you would have be Lesnar, Rollins, Cena, not the Royal Rumble. Is that
no,
correct?
The Royal Rumble should always be the main event because that's pay-per-view.
What do you think?
But what they're going to end up doing is probably have this be the last match. I mean, they did that one year where they had, I think it was Rock versus someone.
CM Punk. CM Punk was the final match.
Yeah,
that was the final match, and the Royal Rumble was not.
That's right, you were there.
How was there? It was great. I'm your field senior field correspondent. So it was a little let down when I saw John Cena win. It was that moment where you go, man, any hope I had for CM Punk winning is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you kind of had that feeling. And it was kind of that like excitement. CM Punk came back and he actually beat The Rock. Not legitimately, but beat The Rock. And then, you know, you have Vince come out and say, no, this isn't how it's going down. And The Rock restarts the match mm-hmm. and wins. It's like, okay, you surprised me a little bit, but end result was the same.
Yeah.
So having, I would have rather seen the Royal Rumble be the last match.
What do you think will be here, though? Do you think it'll be the Rumble or do you think it'll be Lesnar?
I think it's actually, I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Lesnar, Rollins, Cena.
I think this is a big mistake, though. They do that. I mean, they did it the one year, but I didn't like it.
They've done it a few years. I think that they do it for really big matches. A Rock CM Punk match is huge. This is going to be a huge one, too, in my opinion. You still have the Rumble be the last match because that way you get to see, well, okay, who's going to face Lesnar now at WrestleMania? Who's going to face Cena at WrestleMania? You know, that sort of thing. But let's just get into the match itself. Lesnar, Rollins, Cena. Doug, have you liked the build-up to this so far?
The build-up hasn't been too bad, but the one thing I have to say that I absolutely like is the fact that it's not a Lesnar-Rollins versus Cena match. They've built it up properly where Lesnar wants to beat up Rollins and Cena. Cena wants to beat up Rollins and Lesnar. It's a true triple threat match.
Yeah, and the fact that, I mean, my thought at first was that they're just going to do this as play, but I'm wondering if maybe Lesnar is truthfully like mad at Rollins. So the build-up has been great. I mean, that's the best way I can say. But the weird part is I don't know who's going to win. I mean, I want to say it's Cena, but do you have Cena win it now or do you wait to have Cena win it again?
Well, are we all in agreement that Rollins has very little chance of winning? Is that...
The triple threat match, I would say yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Rollins could walk out the champion, just not walk out of that of the triple threat match as the champion. So, Andy.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So first of all, it looks like your mind is blown. So, you have an idea in your head. What do you think is going to happen in this match?
And this is the first thing that I wrote down as my prediction. I'm going to say that Cena beats Rollins, and the way I'm kind of looking at it, I think Heyman helps Rollins in this match. I think Heyman or Rollins becomes kind of a Heyman kind of person too during this match too, and it kind of separates Brock Lesnar and Heyman. But Cena beats Rollins, and then Brock gets mad, whoops up on Cena, Rollins catches in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I was also thinking that What would happen is that the end of Royal Rumble, whoever the champion was, we'll say it's John Cena at this time, he comes out and confronts the winner of the Royal Rumble, and then the winner of the Royal Rumble ends up beating Cena down completely, and then Rollins comes out and cashes in, and he's the new champion.
So, and I think that those are actually really good ideas. The only thing, and you know, of course, is something that a lot of people speculated on, you know, myself included, is you have, you know, Reigns win the Royal Rumble, he goes on, beats Lesnar at WrestleMania, and then Rollins cashes in on him. So with that in mind, that'd be obviously be a really cool idea to do, but is Rollins ready to hold the title?
Well, and see, and that was my big dilemma is in trying to predict this match, was trying to see who would they put as their main event at WrestleMania. And that's why I was kind of curious. Is Rollins high enough to carry a main event at WrestleMania? My answer right now, no.
No, he's not. But the weird part is that Reigns, when they do Reigns and the or Team Reigns, Team Cena, when they do their house shows, Roman Reigns is right up there with John Cena for numbers. And in fact, a couple times last week, Reigns won, which is the or 2 weeks ago, Reigns, his team won, which I find really weird. But I guess the Marks just love that guy. And no, I don't get it.
They don't love that guy. They hate that guy.
The Smarks hate him.
The kids like Reigns. Reigns is it, like the kids.
Really the kids like Sin Cara.
Yeah, and the kids cheer for him, and they buy the mask and they're his merchandise, and he'll win crappy matches. But Reigns is well loved by the kids, and so it does not surprise me that his you know, draw has been, you know, as high as Cena. So, in my opinion, I think that Lesnar wins this match. We might have a tease of the cash in. But I think that Lesnar wins it. You know, there might be some tomfoolery, but I think Lesnar leaves Royal Rumble champion.
John Cena leaves the Royal Rumble as champion.
I want to, and honestly, I mean, that first thing that I said, where Cena beats Rollins, Rollins wins, is what I'm predicting. I want Lesnar to win, though. I want Lesnar to be my WrestleMania main event.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. So you picked Lesnar, Aaron picked Lesnar, and I picked Cena. Can't believe I'm picking Cena.
So the Royal Rumble, got 30 men. We know some of the people that are in there, not all of them. We have speculation of who some of them will be, but, you know, Cena could be in.
Well, dude, no, the Bunny could be in as well.
Bunny could be, Ms. Dow could be in. You know, they're kind of weird about that.
They're always going to bring back somebody from the past two to wrestle.
Sure, Shane the Hurricane, but don't call me Gregory. Well, he can't. He just had surgery.
So, Andy, I have two big questions for you. Who do you think's going to win, and who do you want to win?
I know the answer to one of those.
Who do I think's going to win?
Yeah. Well, that you already answered this question 2 weeks ago on the prediction show.
No, who did I say?
Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Who do you want to win?
AJ Styles.
I want AJ Styles to come back with the IWP. Thank you. And come in and be like, by the way, all your titles are crap compared to this one.
So he's going to steal the IWGP from the current champion. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
And, you know, since Japan takes this stuff so seriously, no one's going to realize that no. But in all seriousness, it would be funny if AJ Styles did show, but he won't. I would like to see Zack Ryder win.
Who do you want to main event WrestleMania against Cena, who you believe is going to win at Royal Rumble?
Still thinking about this. This is the one that I'm just not sure.
Doug,
if it was gun against my head, who I'd like to see win, Bray Wyatt.
Really?
Yes.
That is quite surprising, actually.
But Daniel Bryan's going to win. I want Daniel Bryan to win, but if I had to pick someone else besides him, Bray Wyatt would be the next guy.
Fascinating, Doug.
My want to win is Daniel Bryan. Who I think is going to win is Roman Reigns. Now, my question for both of you, and we'll do this after you answer yours, but who's your final four?
Final four, I actually think Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns. You have two other people. It has to be a pretty big heel.
Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt.
That's my four.
I think Dean Ambrose would be a good one.
Dean Ambrose eliminates Roman Reigns. And then
I think Rusev has to be in the final four.
No, he won't.
I think Rusev is in the final four because you have to have a monster heel in there.
Big Show? The Big Slow.
No, you'll have Reigns. knock him out well early.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny if whoever, when he does that, if Reigns gets eliminated right away.
Ooh, what if, well, Reigns will be in the final two.
No.
I will bet $50 on it right now. Reigns will be in the final two. All right. I don't know. I mean,
no, my final two is going to be Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns. I know it's
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
I don't think it's going to be a great idea, but I think it's going to be your final two.
The reason I don't think that's a good idea is I think it would be the Rey Mysterio effect from last year. When Rey Mysterio came out at number 30, he got booed out of that building.
Because
he wasn't Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan loses to Roman Reigns, and I believe they're in Philly, I want to say, for the pay-per-view. So you want to know what the marks will do? Like,
that's why this has to be your last match.
In my opinion, I think that you have Rusev, or you have whoever Daniel Bryan is going to face at WrestleMania, eliminate him, and then you have that maybe in Roman Reigns.
But Lesnar can't eliminate him.
I don't think it'll be Lesnar and Daniel Bryan. But that's just me. But I would say that like Rusev, Reigns, that could be the final two, you know?
You're wrong.
We'll see. Next week when you're like, oh, you were right again.
They'll say, hey, did you check out New Japan Wrestling on Access TV?
What channel is that on?
Like 340. I don't know what it is. 340. It's
340.
Yeah, it's something like that. But, you know, Aaron, we were talking about something early, and this is just talking about the WWE Network. We were talking that, is it okay now to actually pay the $10 to watch use the network, at least for the next 30 days?
Well, and as I had said, I'm going to a friend's house to watch it, and I'm still paying $10. So they're getting my $10 to watch the pay-per-view, even though I'm going to a friend's house, and I could have just not gotten the WWE Network. But, you know, it's easy to do, and so I'm going to do it.
And what is that? It's the WBE Network.
WBE Network.
The second W is long. It sounds like a B.
Thank you, Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
So Warner Brothers bought WWE?
They must have now.
Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Next week, Warner Brothers buys WWE. Oh,
I do want to say, though, Royal Rumble is my second favorite pay-per-view of the year, which is just really funny because it's, you know, right before WrestleMania, so the two best pay-per-views are within 3 months of each other. You know, but it's just I love the Royal Rumble. I'm glad it's only once a year. I'm glad they have not expanded it. I'm glad that there's not two different Royal Rumbles, you know, for Raw and for SmackDown. I'm glad it's just one. That's it, and it's a big, big deal.
Oh yeah. By the way, have you watched any of the Monday Night War stuff?
I've watched a good portion, not all of it, though.
You know, they actually they said the reason why the whole thing didn't work was basically that the wrestlers, because of all the guaranteed contracts that they had out there, that's why they couldn't bring certain people in. But I started thinking about it. I was like, so basically these guys are getting paid to sit at home, but why didn't you wait a few months and start having like one guy come in? Because they said basically they got all like the B squad, but they didn't get the A squad. They didn't get Hogan, they didn't get Nash till years later. But I'm wondering if Vince was just like, you know what? I just want to shoot this brand down completely. So let's trash WCW and bring out their, you know, B-list guys and say these were the top guys. You know, this is how crappy it was, blah, blah, blah. Because their B-team, when realistically, most of those guys aren't even around now.
No. Well, you know.
And some are dead.
And I think, you know, someday we'll probably have to do a, Monday Night War special and, you know, have the three of us, maybe a couple other people talk about it a little bit. But Andy, why don't we go ahead and thank our sponsors?
HostGator, are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top. Save big on items from WWEShop.com. Let's talk about some Impact Wrestling. We're going to have TNA drop, right?
Well, that's one of your predictions.
All right, so Feast or Fired. So, Doug, who got the cases?
The cases went to, let's see, Spud, Double A, Bromance, and Magnus.
So the one thing about Feast or Fired that I think is kind of dumb. I don't know how you guys feel. You have a 25% chance of losing your job.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know. I mean, Doug, for you, you might get a shot. You have a 25% chance shot at the world title, but at the same time, you have a 25% shot of getting fired. Would you, if you were a wrestler, kayfabe, obviously, you know, if you were a wrestler, would you try to get a title?
I would, just because I knew I wouldn't lose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me.
But it's not a matter. It's not marked on the case. It doesn't say this is the case. You know, you get the heavyweight shot. You just get the case and then you'll open it and it'll tell you whether or not you're fired.
I still probably would. I'm a gambling kind of guy.
Okay.
I'd open up and look in there, and if I see anything pink, I'd close it back up.
I just hit somebody with it.
Yeah. Like, this is where I park my car. You know?
I mean, it is interesting. We have Rockstar Spud. We have Austin Aries, the Bromance, and Magnus. I kind of think this writes itself a little bit. I think Austin Aries goes for the X Division title again. The Bromance probably going to get the tag. And then probably Magnus getting the heavyweight and Rockstar Spud getting fired in kayfabe.
Does that mean he's going to Lucha Underground with Chavo Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah, probably. I hear that's what happens when you get fired.
Yeah, you go to Lucha Underground.
With Alberto El Patron.
Did he appear on Lucha Underground?
He's appearing, I guess, on one of the future. He was signed there and Ring of Honor. So
I was going to say, I thought he was going to Ring of Honor, right?
He had a match, he didn't have the match. He appeared, and Jay Lethal accosted him, you could say.
He accosted him?
Yes. But anyway, back to the Feast for Fire, though. I don't know. Me personally, you know, I definitely understand Doug's sentiments, which makes sense. But I don't know. I think that if I was in that match, kayfabe-wise, I wouldn't really try for a title, you know? I wouldn't try for a briefcase, but... That's just me.
I'm like, oh, I can't get to it. I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you. I think Madness gets fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of what happened on, was it Unleashed or Unlocked or whatever?
No, I just think, I guess if you had to pick one person, you fire him, and then when they go to the UK, he appears all of a sudden.
So you have Austin Aries win the world title shot, Spud X Division, or actually even he could do a tag team with somebody else. Bromance gets X Division, Magnus gets fired, and then they do a storyline about that, which actually would be more interesting. So maybe that,
you know, put a mask on Magnus. Yeah, put but, you know, but,
and he's such a good looking guy. Why would you do that? Now, the Hardys and Storm and Abyss, obviously they're going to be taking each other on for the title since the Hardys won number one contendership. Obviously, you're a big Jeff Hardy or you're a big Matt Hardy fan.
V1.
Matt Hardy took on James Storm, beat him with a roll up. We're going to be having a match coming up here. Is this where the Hardys finally capture TNA?
Did you know that Matt Hardy only enjoys Oreo Blizzards?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. It can't be just vanilla ice cream. Can't be chocolate. It has to be a Blizzard with Oreos in it.
Oh, that's fascinating. Is he going to enjoy that with James Storm?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're going to sit there, eat some pudding, you know,
What do you think of the Hardys now going for the tag team gold? I mean, that's their...
You know, at one point, this was big, the Hardy Boys. And then Jeff and Matt went their separate directions. And, you know, we probably could all agree that Jeff's had the better career. Except Matt hasn't, well, gone to jail for anything. That we know of. I'm actually kind of excited about this. I'm looking forward to seeing the match.
Now, Doug, when you met Matt and Jeff a couple years back, first of all, obviously they were very intimidated because they saw you're a police officer.
Yes, it was hilarious.
But when you met them, did you feel the fire in their eyes that they were going to one day win the tag team gold?
No.
Okay. So,
you mean WWE's tag team gold?
Well, they've never won the TNA tag team gold or Ring of Honor, but... They have won the WWE and the World Tag. I believe World Tackle, but definitely WWE.
Did they win the WCW?
You know what? They actually might have. They did such crappy stuff with that. Now, Andy, the other big news really is Lashley. You know, kind of last week they basically showed it, but Lashley is a face now. You know, he's not part of the Beatdown clan.
Well, I thought technically he is, though.
No, he came out. He's like, I don't want to be a part of this. And so he said, that's it. And so he had a match with Kenny King that, of course, interference happened. What do you think about Lashley being the champion? He's gonna have to lose the title soon because he's going back to MMA. I mean, what do you do with
him? Well, he got hurt, so he's not going back to MMA right now.
Not right.
But one thing I find interesting is that you're basically, you know, setting it up right now for him to turn heel again. So he's gonna pull a Big Show. He's gonna be a heel, turn a tweener, then turn face, and then now he's gonna turn again.
I don't know if they're going to do that. I mean, they did it with Kazarian. I don't know if you do that with Lashley.
That's right. They did do it
with Kazarian. Oh, my God. They did that so much with him. But
he turned 9 months in nine times in 3 months.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But I don't know. I don't think they'll do that with Lashley, but we'll see. But Impact has been a little underwhelming. I'm glad they're on Destination America because I see commercials for them nonstop, and they replay it all the time, which is really cool. Doug, do you get Destination America?
I believe I do. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like 285 or 286, one of those two. But it's actually interesting to see that they're actually promoting the show because Spike would air it once, and that was it. And that's the one thing that I really liked about Nitro is that there was times I couldn't watch the first part of it, so I'd have to catch a replay. Well, that to me was awesome that they were able to do that with Destination America. If you miss the first 5 minutes. You could actually just wait until the next showing in 2 hours and just watch it from there, which is kind of nice.
I remember you guys talking about this last week, but I do remember seeing the commercials even while watching Raw last week. I don't remember seeing them this week or not, but I've also seen them on the NFL channel.
Yes. Yeah, they pushed on DirecTV with Destination America and also Lucha Underground, too. They pushed big time with those two shows. Yeah,
that was the other two. I mean, just seeing those on Raw, it was kind of surprising, but at the same time, great marketing for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that they're going after the right audience. I think that's the thing about Spike, that Spike TV could have probably had a 1.5 show, for share, and they were getting ones or less, but they never marketed them. If they marketed them on the NFL Network, if they marketed them on a Raw, which they could do with DirecTV and Dish, they could have gotten those views up because there's wrestling audience there. And if you're telling people, oh, hey, by the way, there's this other thing over here where we have these really great performers and they actually are much better than this BS that you see on.
And WWE. You could have your first NFL or first college football timeout, when it's big on that Monday. Or it would have to be the second or third commercial. Have that then be an Impact Wrestling commercial, because that's going to make a big difference, because how many people are, they might, especially if a big play just happened, they're going to stay there and start talking about it. Then you're going to see Kurt Angle come on the screen. You're like, hey, whatever happened with him?
Absolutely. If you're watching the BCS championship game, absolutely, please, for the love of God.
And then the one thing you do is you stay away from the halftime advertisements. Let everyone else get those, but you want the ones that are in between the big plays. Or after an injury, say that every injury, we want to have this commercial ran.
This injury is presented by...
Yes. James Storm comes onto the field, knocks a guy out, just so
he RKO out of nowhere.
Oh, man, I haven't watched any of those videos in a long time. But yeah, so I think that they... getting back to Destination America, I think they've done the right thing. And this just shows that they are planning, great market. They're great marketers right now. So hands down, really cool. So anything else you want to add? No? No? All right. That's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, Doug Hahn, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, see you in the ring.